There was a sign this week that Major League Baseball is finally in its stretch run. Coins were flipped to determine which teams will host playoff games to settle ties for division or wildcard races. The winners were the San Francisco Giants and the Anaheim Angels. And joining us now to talk about the pennant races is Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us each week about sports and the business of sports. Stefan, now that baseball's owners and players have settled their differences and avoided a strike, we're doing what Commissioner Selig wanted us to do, focusing on the field. So set up the stretch run for us.
Well, we've got those two terrific pennant races in the American League. The Oakland Athletics and the aforementioned Angels are battling for the AL West division. Now, you recall that the A's just won 20 games in a row, and you would have thought that they had things sewn up by now, but they're 3-5 since the streak ended, and the Angels have surged. They just took 2 out of 3 from Oakland, so they're tied for first. And the best thing of all is that they play each other 4 more times before the season ends, starting on Monday in Oakland. And in that race, the loser is likely to be the wild card team, so they'll still make the playoffs, but they'll probably have to play the New York Yankees in the first round. The other great races in the National League, the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers, are fighting for the wild card. They also play each other 4 times starting Monday.
Yeah, so 4 out of 5 Major League Baseball teams in California are in races right now and playing very, very good baseball.
They are, but on the other coast, it's the Yankees and the Atlanta Braves once again wrapping up their divisions, looks like pretty early.
Other teams who could still be alive in October, Minnesota. That's an interesting
Minnesota.
Story.
It is indeed. They were facing the guillotine last winter. Bud Selig and other owners wanted to contract the Twins out of existence, but they've pretty much run away with the American League Central Division. And over in the National League, you've got the defending champions, the Arizona Diamondbacks, heading toward the playoffs. The Braves, we've said, are in, and the St. Louis Cardinals appear to be in control. What I think is interesting is that with all this talk of small markets and the impossibility of their competing in baseball against the big teams like New York and Atlanta, only a few of the big money clubs are heading to the playoffs. The Twins rank 28th out of 30 teams in payroll. The Athletics are 27th, and the Angels are 15th.
On the other hand, we still have the hapless Montreal Expos. I checked to see that last night when the Mets played in Montreal, 4,147 brave souls turned out, and 5 times as many went to see the Expos when they were in Chicago playing the Cubs, a team this year just as bad. So you can't blame it on the quality of the baseball.
Now, you can blame it on all the uncertainty up there. The Expos have been the poster team for what's wrong with baseball. Terrible ownership for years, a small market, a lousy stadium. Now the team is owned by Major League Baseball. And a few months ago, people were saying there's no way they could stay in Montreal. They're either going to be moved or contracted. The expectation has been that they're going to move to Washington, D.C., but now that is unclear. It looks like it's possible they could go elsewhere for a season other than Washington or stay in Montreal, which I think would be a travesty.
Finally, it looks as if Barry Bonds' record of 73 home runs in a season is safe, but there is a home run record that is being challenged across the Pacific. Tell us about it.
Alex Cabrera hit his 50th home run in Japan earlier this week. He's coming close to the sacred 55, the record held by Japanese baseball legend Sadaharu Oh. And that record was tied last year by an American named Tuffy Rhodes. And I think what happened to Rhodes could also happen to Cabrera. The Japanese are very sensitive to the notion of a non-Japanese holding the home run record. Cabrera probably won't see any good pitches in the last 3 weeks of the season. Plus, Cabrera's team, the Cebu Lions, have to play Sadaharu Oh's team, the Dai-A Hawks, and Oh is a manager now. And Oh is very protective of his own record as well. So we'll see whether he can get to that 56. I doubt it.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and about the business of sports.